Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arm Biak Hashom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzia Adav Hei. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis speaks about the Isser, the Lav, of a Lui Sachmoit. And the Gemara says people think the Lui Sachmoit is B'Lui Dmi, meaning if you didn't pay for it. But if you actually pay for something that somebody owns, then there's no Lui Sachmoit. Most of the Yushonim learn, Pshat is that it's wrong what people think. And the right thing is that Lo Yisachmoid, if a person wants something that his friends has, even if he paid for it and he purchased it, it's still considered to be Lo Yisachmoid. There's a big machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam against the Ravid, regarding what happens if the seller sold it willingly. The Rambam says that even if the seller agreed to sell the chafetz, he agreed to give it to the person, still there's a issur Lo Yisachmoid. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, if the seller agreed to sell it, there's no Lo Yisachmoid. Lo Yisachmoid is only if a person went and did it forcefully. He got the chafetz and the seller did not want to give it to him. So even though he paid, it's considered to be Lo Yisachmoid. But if the seller agreed to sell it, there's no Lo Yisachmoid. In the Sefer Derech Pekudecho, it was written by the Bnei Yisachar, that speaks about the mitzvahs. When he speaks about Lo Yisachmoid, he says a big chiddush. He says, Lo Yisachmoid is not only when a person gets something that belongs to somebody else. But if, for example, Reuven sees by Shimon a beautiful painting, and he really wants it, Shimon's not willing to sell. Reuven goes and buys his own painting because of that. Says the Bnei Yisachar, he's over on Lo Yisachmoid. Even though he did not get anything that belongs to his friend Shimon, he didn't force him to give it to him, he didn't plead and convince him to give it to him, he went to the store and bought his own one. Says the Meisoscho is still over Lo Yisachmoid. Adds the Meisoscho, he has a riot from the Zohar. Because the Zohar says the Chamidu Doraisa is mutter. Explains the Meisoscho, what does it mean Chamidu Doraisa? When a person is jealous of his friend that he knows more Torah than him, that's allowed. Meaning Chazal will tell you, even though usually Lo Yisachmoid is Asur, but if a person has a Chemda to learn Torah like his friend, then it's mutter. Says the Meisoscho, but when a person learns Torah, he's not taking the Torah of his friend. He's learning his own Torah. It's as if he went to a store and bought something new. So you see that only by Torah we say that this is allowed. Another thing, this is also Asur. So the Sefer told us Shmuel, when he speaks about this Derech Pekudecho, he says, I don't understand what Derech Pekudecho is saying. According to the Ravid, we learned that only when you force the seller to sell is considered to be Lo Yisachmoid. Here, there was no seller. And even according to the Rambam, he did it willingly, but the problem is that he went and he pleaded and he begged until he convinced the seller to sell. But he needs to at least do that ishtavas. So therefore he argues in the Bnei Yisachar, he says there's no Lo Yisachmoid in this case if he buys it on his own. And what the Zohar is talking about is not the person who's jealous of his friend's Torah. It's a person who's jealous of his friend's mitzvah. Someone sees that his friend has a beautiful esrog. He goes and he convinces him to sell him the esrog. So there we're saying Chamidu Doraisa is mutter. A person can have Lo Yisachmoid if it's a mitzvah. Parenthetically, this l'chor doesn't work with the Ravik. If a person forced his friend to sell him an esrog, l'chor that should not work. But that's how the Toldos Shmuel wants to explain the Zohar. But afshar that we can explain the Bnei Yisachar in the following way. The Kilis Yankiv is a sefer on the Torah, which is called Birkas Peretz. And there in Pasha's history, he brings the Rambam. He says the Rambam says that Lo Yisachmoid is love shame by maise. There's no maise when you do Lo Yisachmoid. So ask the Kilis Yankiv, why not? If a person pleads, a person begs, a person goes and tells you, he hangs up the seller, there could be a maise. Why is the Rambam just saying in general that there's no maise in Lo Yisachmoid? So says the Kilis Yankiv, you see from here that Lo Yisachmoid, the main issue of Lo Yisachmoid is the problem in your heart. A person in his heart is not allowed to be jealous and want something that belongs to somebody else. But in order for that machshava to come to fruition, it's not enough to have something in your heart. It needs to be somewhere implement lemaise. So the requirement is that he should actually get the item. He should ask, according to the Rambam, he should make the seller sell it to him. It's a tenai in the Aveira. You're not over the Aveira until it came to fruition. But the Ikar Aveira is the fact that he had the will, the desire in his heart. That's why it's considered to be lav shein bo maise. And this fits very beautifully with the Eben Ezra, famous Eben Ezra on this pasuk. Eben Ezra asks, how can you tell somebody not to be jealous? So he says, if everybody knows that whatever you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's no place for jealousy. Whatever I have is mine, and whatever belongs to my friend doesn't belong to me. There's no way for me to get it. That's the oymek of lo yisach, to be makid, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's exactly the point, is that in the heart, that a person should now want something that doesn't belong to him. Now the Kisei Yaakov is saying that in the Rambam, but if Efshar, that's also Pshat in the Ravid. Even though the Ravid requires that the buyer should force the seller to give him something unwillingly, it's still, the Eikar Aveira is the fact that in the heart he wants so much this thing. He wants it so much to an extent that he's willing to force someone to sell it. That's the tying on him. How can you get to such an extent of jealousy that you're willing not only to convince someone to sell you something, but actually to force him to sell it? It's a tying on that huge desire that he has in his heart. According to this, Efshalayim, that's a pshat of Bnei Yisachar as well. If a person is desiring so much something, that he's willing to go out to the store to buy it, even though he had no plans to buy it originally, the only reason he's getting it is because his friend has it. That's the problem in the kina that he has in the heart. And other rabbi, this can work even better with the ravid. Because the ravid saying is, according to this understanding, is not the fact that a person forced someone to sell it is the problem. That's not the aveiro. The aveiro that he was so jealous that he was willing to go and take something that the seller didn't want to give him. Says the Derech Kodecha, also in this case, he's taking something the seller doesn't want to give him. He's just not forcing it to give it to him. Instead, he goes to the store. Shimon goes to him and says, can you please sell me your painting? He says, no, I really, really want it. You know what? I'm going to go to the store and buy it myself. That's really in Derech of the Ravid. That according to the Ravid, if jealousy brings you to do a regular transaction, ask to sell it, that's maybe fine. But if you're willing to go out of your way to get something that the seller doesn't want to give you, that's when the jealousy is considered to be such a terrible jealousy that you are even loisachmut. Because loisachmut is a din on the heart. As usual, all the sources are attached to this shir.